Good Wednesday morning to you, my good friends. Please forgive my voice this morning. It's a little harsh. Our Bible journey together takes us today through Exodus 39, one final day of walking through the tents where highly skilled Hebrew slaves, whom God had rescued from Egypt, are gathered together working on a project unlike anything they'd ever done before. This project was not fancy furniture or gold goblets to be used in Pharaoh's palace. This project was for God, the God of the Hebrews, who had met with Moses 8 times up on Mount Sinai. This almighty holy God had told Moses he loved his people and wanted to dwell among the Israelites and be their God. Exodus 29:45. Moses had brought down from the mountain God's design for a tent of meeting and all the sacred objects to be used in worship of holy God at this tabernacle. This past Sunday, we watched as everyone who was willing and whose hearts moved them came and brought an offering to the Lord for the work on the tent of meeting. Exodus 35:21. It was a remarkable sight as streams of men and women and children, young and old, came with joy on their faces and Egypt's bounty in their hands, and in celebration gave it for this magnificent and holy construction project. In fact, they brought so much, Exodus 36:6-7 tells us, Moses gave an order and they sent this word throughout the camp. No man or woman is to bring anything else as an offering. So the people were restrained from bringing more, because what they already had was more than enough to do the work. Remember the spiritual principle I gave you on Sunday. God's work done God's way in God's time will have God's provided resources. Monday, we spent some time in the work tents with Mr. Bezalel and Aholiab and their fellow craftsmen who were making the 4 golden artifacts which would be used for worship inside the tent of meeting. Do you remember what they were? The Ark of the Covenant, the altar of incense, the table of showbread, and the golden menorah lampstand. Yesterday, we spent some time in another series of tents where skilled craftsmen, no doubt under the supervision of Bezalel and Aholiab, were fabricating all the various parts needed for the construction of the tent of meeting itself and the 2 items designed by God which would be located in the courtyard of the tabernacle. Do you remember what those 2 items were? The altar of burnt offering and the basin for washing. I wonder if you remember what precious metal was used in their fabrication. Bronze. Yesterday, we also stood outside the tents which held the piles of gold, silver, and bronze, and precious gems, which had been brought as offerings and would be used in this remarkable project. Now today, in chapter 39, let's visit the tents where the skilled men and women are making the priestly garments, the ephod, and the breastpiece, and even the headband of gold for the high priest. Here's a video link I found a few days ago and offered to you as a wonderful description of what they were working on in Exodus 39. You'll find the link in my written format there. It will help you see each piece in great detail. I urge you to open it. As you read Exodus 39, I wonder if you notice a little phrase which we've not seen in the previous worksite descriptions. Here it is in verse 1 of chapter 39. They also made sacred garments for Aaron as the Lord commanded. There's the phrase, as the Lord commanded. I wonder how many times you'll find that phrase in chapter 39. I found it at least 8 times. Now, it raises several questions, doesn't it? How many days could you say you live as the Lord commanded or in obedience to his commands? Why is the phrase not used with the skilled craftsmen and women in chapters 36, 37, and 38? Does that suggest the work done in those other tents was not exactly as prescribed by God? Oh no, friends, look at Exodus 39, verse 32, 42, and 43. Plainly it says, so all the work on the tabernacle, the tent of meeting, was completed. The Israelites had done all the work just as the Lord had commanded Moses. Moses inspected the work and saw that they had done it just as the Lord had commanded. So Moses blessed them. Now remember the 40-day conversation between God and Moses, in which all the details of this project were given to Moses in Exodus 25 through 31. So Moses was the only person who had the original designs And with his Egyptian training, we assume he was able to make or at least oversee the exact design drawings, which would be followed by the skilled workers. Therefore, I assume Moses came each day to all of these working tents, checking the work and answering the questions. How long did the remarkable project take? Well, we aren't exactly sure, but there came a day when Bezalel and Aholiab got up from their work tables, set down their tools, took off their aprons and said, "It is finished." Do those words ring a bell? I wonder if Bezalel and Aholiab just stood there for a moment, looking at what they had so carefully crafted. And then finally, they sent word to Moses, asking him to come to their tent, when he was ready, to inspect the work. Moses came, looked over all that these two remarkably gifted men had done, and I'm sure often stroked his beard and said something like, "Amazing, beautiful, magnificent." I wonder if the three of them bowed and prayed to God, asking if he was pleased with their work. And then together, I envision Moses, Bezalel, and Aholiab leaving that tent and going to inspect all the rest of the work, every single piece. Can you see the smiles, the joy of all the skilled workers as they proudly showed Bezalel, Aholiab, and Moses the work of their many weeks of careful craftsmanship? Can you see tears of joy rolling down their faces as they saw the approval of Moses and the smiles of "well done" from Bezalel and Aholiab? It's time for a little reflection. Most of us reading this today are mature adults. We've worked hard all our lives at many different kinds of jobs. Many of you already are retired. So let's just take a few moments and ponder our career paths. Did we give our employers our very best, consistently, every day? Were we working as unto the Lord, regardless of what anyone else did or didn't do? Did we set the pace, the standard for excellence in our work, our attitudes, our being on time, etc.? And did our children and grandchildren learn from us a really good work ethic? What do we see as we look at their work ethic, their attitudes, their work standards? Do you agree that in everything we do, my friends, if we claim to be Christians and are walking with Jesus, then it all reflects on Jesus? We either bring him glory and honor or shame in our work ethic, our attitudes, and our relationships, right? So let's stand alongside these skilled workers in the tent at Sinai and look at the remarkable things they've made and look at our hearts. And I invite us to spend a moment in prayer over what we remember about our many years of work and our work reputation and our coaching of our kids and our grandkids in their work ethics. Now, don't you love the last line of Exodus 39? "So Moses blessed them." What words are you hoping to hear from Jesus when you finally see him face to face? Of course, he'll welcome you into his heaven by name, for he made you, and he knows you better than you know yourself. Of course, there will be joy beyond imagination in that moment of arrival in his presence. Close your eyes. Imagine heaven. Look around. What do you see? Millions of angels? Billions of Christians who have preceded you? A throne high and lifted up? Jesus. We all know and love that song, "I Can Only Imagine." So go ahead, imagine it. What will you say to Jesus, and what do you long for him to say to you when you have finally arrived in his presence? Here's a YouTube version of this great song that I found this morning. It's pretty special. It's by a children's choir. I urge you to take a moment and open the link and let your hearts be blessed. For these skilled workers at Sinai 3,500 years ago, that day when they finished their work, there must have been a great sense of accomplishment, only surpassed by one other day, tomorrow, the day it was all assembled and the cloud of God's presence came and filled the tent of meeting. I can hardly wait for tomorrow morning. But let's linger here. Savor the Exodus 39 moment of great satisfaction and carry it all through your day today, my friends.